the responses, of course, is for us now to pray, particularly to intercede, asking for those needs that we have. Gregory, would you bring up the slide of intercessions? So what I'd like us to do is pray into some things we've got on our sheet here. These are taken from the Antioch newsletter, but they're full of all the things, and there's probably many others that we would like to be praying for at this time. And could I just ask that maybe if you'd like to just pray out, come off mute, pray out for any one of those at any time so that we have particular prayers for that. And of course, we're praying in faith, knowing that God hears our prayers, and that, as Callum said, he does give, even if the giving is not quite as we would expect or even choose, but we know that the Lord hears our prayer and gives as we ask. And maybe I could suggest we all come off mute at this time, and just so that we can quickly come in and pray out for each of those areas. Just jump in with a prayer for one of those areas and let a number of us come in. So let's turn to the intercession for different topics here. And if there's something else we should be praying for, just jump in with that. We're just going to take a few minutes here. Thank you. Lord, we pray for Trevor and Linda. We're delighted to see you, Trevor and Linda, both with us now, and we pray that all the things you're going through, that the Lord would be blessing you and bringing Trevor back to full health, and Linda is keeping you in good health. We pray that, Lord, for Trevor and Linda at this time.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we pray for our government leaders. We pray for goodness and wisdom and steadiness in the midst of so many challenges. Lord, we pray that you turn their hearts and minds to you and to your ways as they try to figure out what to do next in these various areas. Lord, we acknowledge that you're the Lord of all. Have your way with them, we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, we pray for John Everington, Lord, our dear brother. Lord, we just pray that in your mercy, Lord, you would come and you would give him strength. Lord, you'd restore his strength and renew him, Lord. You would be healing him even now, Lord, as we pray. We lift him up to you.
Amen, Lord. That's what we
want. We pray for Deborah, that you'd give her grace and strength and safety, some sort of patience and understanding in such a strange situation. Lord, please dwell with them in their home.
Yes,
peace,
Lord. Please, Lord.
Amen, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we do pray for Katrina. We ask you to wrap your arms around her.
Yes.
We know that your support, your love, your care will be there for other people. But touch her heart and strengthen as she goes through this time, and the dear Pender family and the Doyles. We thank you for them all. We ask you really to bless them and comfort them at this time.
Yes. Lord, we pray particularly for Robert and Angelica as they support Katrina. And we pray for Katrina's siblings. Lord, please be close to that whole family. May your presence be very close to them.
Yes, right, Lord.
May they know your love for them profoundly. Mm. Oh, Lord, please give wisdom to Katrina. Give wisdom to Robert. Give wisdom to Angelica as they have to make decisions about the future. Mm. Oh, Lord, please surround that whole family, Lord, with your love, Lord, and your care. Amen.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes. Okay.
Father, I just bring before you all of the the parents in Antioch who are trying to answer the questions that their children may be asking about what's happened with Joe. Lord Jesus, just give them the words and the wisdom that they need to be able to support their own children. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, we continue to pray for the Panda family as well, for Sean, for Karen, for Jen, for Calvin and for Rose and for those back in Australia. Lord, your blessing, your comfort for them. Lord, that they would find you more profoundly and more deeply at work in their lives through
that's right, Lord.
Lord, be present to them, particularly as they return to Australia. Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Father God, I pray particularly for those who are seeking work or in furlough at the moment, not quite sure what their futures are. I just pray for your grace during this time and for your strength as they seek on the difficult journey of finding a new job or trying to hold on to their existing job.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen, Lord Jesus. That's what we want.
Lord God, I thank you for our NHS and the people who work tirelessly in this current conditions under stressful situations, busy hospitals. We pray for our brothers, our sisters, our friends who we know who are working in these hospitals. We ask for strength and protection, pray for resources, and bless all those who work on the front line.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And Lord, we pray for those among us who are sick. Lord, we pray for your healing grace for everyone who's struggling with their health or recovering at this time. And we pray also for your great mercy and compassion and love for those struggle in with mental health difficulties at this time. We pray for peace, we pray for hope, we pray for your healing love at work in their lives and for courage for this time and for the future. Amen.
Amen.
And Father, we pray for all our leaders in government and in other roles that people are leading in this country at this time. We pray that you will give them great wisdom, what steps they should take, what decisions they should make. Bring wisdom, Lord, bring strength, protection, and resources as well, Lord, to all those on the front lines. Give them grace at this time, O Lord, we pray. Father, we lift all these prayers to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Amen.